טוב, טוב, so we saw yesterday, that's better? You can hear me now?
Perfect.
Okay. All right, fine. Let's say that. If you come in, it works better. The two Hanogas of the Bria, Hanogas say Mishpat, which is what we used to and what we live with and what we understand, the world of Schav or Enesh, nobody has a problem with that. That we learned in the, from when we were young, the Schav or Enesh. And that's what we live with, that's what we believe. And even after you've understood Hanogas a Yichud, if you'll be lucky enough to do that, you'll still go back and live in Hanogas a Mishpat. We never live in Hanogas a Yichud. We need to understand how these two Hanogas, which are mutually exclusive, completely contradictory, how they live together and work together. That's going to be the avoider, yeah? And the difficulty, the challenge is going to be an Anogas HaYichud. Because Anogas HaMishpud is partial. It's Chav HaInesh. Because a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to earn the reward and not get it for free. Fine. Banogas HaMishpud Resh Hey Hey. Banogas HaMishpud HaKol Tolu B'Maseinu V'Haganoseinu. Everything in Anogas HaMishpud is tolo on the way we conduct ourselves, the way you use your bechira. Hashem tzilcho. What does it mean? Hashem tzilcho al yad yiminech. Hashem is your shadow on your right hand. Ma tzeil hazeh im ata soichech lo hu soichech lecho. The shadow responds to you. When you smile, it smiles. V'im ata boiche lo hu boiche lecho. If you cry to him, he cries to you. Your shadow has no independent existence. He just does whatever. It's like a mirror. That's how Hashem conducts himself with us. Everything's dependent on us. If you lift up your hand, the shadow lifts up his hand. You put your hand down, the shadow goes down. You smile, it smiles. You cry. That's how Kodesh Baruch Hu is anoga with us. He's a reflection of us. Hakol tolu lufi maseinu, everything's tolu on us. Im letov, im lemutov, mida keneged mida. That's the world of Hanogas HaMishpud. No surprises there, right? Oh, there's one yom on there. Morning. That's Hanogas HaMishpud. Mida keneged mida, schav o'enesh, hakol tolu bi. Kachu gam haklal b'kol ha'toyru shebiksav. And that's the whole of toyru shebiksav. You'll be a good boy, you'll get a prize. You'll be right. You'll go and stray after your hearts and go after false God, then there won't be rain. Not so good. That's how Hashem conducts himself with us. The whole of Klal's history, that's how Hashem dealt with us. I'm Yisrael Avru al mitzvah Hashem, but Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisurim, be Yisurim. Yisrael doesn't listen, they get Yisurim. We look at Sheikh Chazu, last is Rotzen Hashem. The minute they go back and they do the Rotzen Hashem, they do Tshuva. Sorim, Emma Tzorim, with Tishkai Taretz, and everything went back to being normal again. That's the whole of Tanakh, correct? Luma says, Banoga se Yichud. Okay, so that we all understand, no problem there. We're on Reish, Hey, Hey. There's any kashas on that yet?
Got to apply to everybody. Can't be, if one person doesn't do that, there's no way it doesn't work.
For him, there won't be rain. Okay, Hashem deals with klal prat, the sugya achir. We're talking klali, that's how Kodesh Baruch Hu conducted himself with Klal Yisrael. You see, if one year doesn't do what he does, what he's supposed to do, the whole of Klal Yisrael gets bad. Thereby, by Yeshua with Ochon, Klal Yisrael goes to war and they get beaten. Yeshua doesn't understand what's going on here. So he goes to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu starts telling them, yeah, Klal Yisrael is a bunch of ganovim, and they made for a sabris, and the whole of Klal Yisrael, what happened? One guy went in and then took spoils from Yericho there, after Hashem told him not to. One guy out of millions. So now the whole of Klal Yisrael is a gazlan and made for a sabris, and terrible things Hashem has to say about the whole of Klal Yisrael, because one guy out of a few million? Makorepo. Imagine if the army, the big Russian army, went to war against Ukraine. Yeah? And the president of Russia got up and said, you're going to Ukraine, you capture them, but nobody takes anything. You take nothing for yourself. Yeah? They sent in 500,000 troops. And one guy took a bit of a, you know, he stole some stuff from one of the villages they captured there. You know what the headlines would say? What an unbelievable army. Such a morality. Such discipline. Only one person out of 500,000 took something? And Baklali saw one person out of a few million does something and the whole Baklali saw a bunch of low-lives? That's the psukim there. You know why? What didn't affect it?
In the West, you should have all had a better effect than they
should have done it. Oh. So, think through Desla. I'm not sure it explains like this. Can you imagine a bocher has a cigarette in the yeshiva on Shabbos? Bocher smokes on Shabbos. What does that tell you about the yeshiva? Not about the bocher, about the yeshiva. If in the yeshiva there's an avira, that allows a bocher to smoke on Shabbos, yes, bayayim kola yeshiva. The yeshiva is a problem. There's a problem with the whole yeshiva. How did such a thing happen? How can that happen? Like you're saying. If one person in Klal Yisrael can steal, as a bayayim called Klal Yisrael, how did that happen that one person could steal? There's something wrong with the whole anhaga of Klal Yisrael. So we stand and fall together in answer your question. But there, in Tanakh, it's always talking in the plural. It's always talking in the klal. The klal. Klal Yisrael does this. If you'll all do that, what happens if all the people are? Okay, so Hashem has this cheshbonus. But at the end of the day, it's Klal Yisrael. We stand and fall as part of the klal. There were times where one person stood up and davened for rain. It was enough. Hashem stopped the rain because Klal Yisrael wasn't behaving properly. One person stood up and davened for rain, and the rain came. It can happen also sometimes, such a thing. Those cheshbonus are nilomivim. Hashem's cheshbonus, how the klal and the prat works. Yeah, we're talking about the klal. We're talking about Klal Yisrael in general. Of course, it has to come down to the yochid, for sure. It's part of our dilemma, is and it's an internal battle all the time. You're part of Klal Yisrael, and at the same time, you're a yochid. I don't know, maybe you guys don't feel it anymore, but Baruch maybe. Everyone wants to homeschool and realizes that it's not such a good idea. What's that conflict? Because being part of the klal is not so perfect. There's lots of problems in sending your kid out to be part of the klal. And yet, you know, you can't be Polish Minatzibu. You have to be part of the klal. So you have to be a yochid, completely isolated from the tzibu, and completely part of the tzibu. And it's a dilemma. How much? Where? How? Corona was a big, for me, was a big eye-opener in that sugya of klal or prat. Because the way we relate to the klal before corona was in one way. And in corona, you have to relate to the klal in a very different way. You have to relate to the klal while you are isolated from the klal. Klal or prat is a big sugya. It's a big sugya. Someone was speaking to me yesterday about Shemitah. I want to know what I do. Will I chazanish? Will I like the badats? Okay, all the different stories or whatever. I learned the sugya. I usually can't paskin for myself. And then ask my rov what to do. So he tells me, now where he lives, some people do this, some people do this, whatever. I said, what do you care what people do? What your next door neighbor does? If your next door neighbor is Rav Shach, said, I understand, you want to be interested to know what he does. But what do you care about what your neighbors are doing? Normal, I can't get into conversation like that. Well, who cares what your neighbor does? Could be my neighbor's a Sfadi, could be he's a Chosi, could be he's this, could be he's got Masoris, could be he's a Valtruva. I don't have a million cheshbonos while somebody does what he does. Mazik Shulah. I do what I do. At the same time, I'm part of the klal. I have to be part of the klal, I can't be told. But at the same time, I also have to be a yochid. I have to. Very interesting, you'll notice, this is why we're on the subject. It's a massive sugya what you just opened up. We'll end on this. Just the, if you look at Shema, the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim, well, after Hashem Elokecha is in the singular. And in Vahayim Shemaya, when you start getting to Kiyum Mitzvahs, it's outside the interpersonal relationship you have with Hashem. Let's start talking in the klal. Let's start talking in the plural. Talking to the klal. Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim is talking to the yochid. You have to go and build a personal relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And now you have to work with the klal in your Kiyum Mitzvahs. You need a minyan. You need a base din, the whole. You need a family. You need to now deal with a greater world. That's part of the. We spoke about that at length in the safe on marriage. Discusses that even in more length. The two tafkidim that Avraham Avinu took on. The one is to build a personal relationship with Hashem, and the other one is to rectify the entire world. Sort of the Minister of Interior and the Minister of Foreign Affairs. You have to be completely alone and one with Hashem, like a Yitzchok. And at the same time, you have to be completely out there building Klal Yisrael and building the world, like Yaakov. And that's the, those are the two dynamics. And they contradict each other, we saw. In marriage, it also gets in the way. The building the personal relationship with another person, and at the same time raising a family and making a panosa, sometimes those two interfere with each other. Because man, you're busy with the kids, you haven't got time. And because man, you're busy trying to build a world and make a panosa, you haven't got time for the kids. Because and then your relationship with Hashem gets in on you. You haven't got time to daven because you're busy. Yeah, it's a job for a Jew. The Goyim weren't given a job like this. This requires a Yiddish kop, how you get your brain around that job. Okay. Fine. So now we go vayit. That's Hanogas HaMishpat, Hakol Tolu Bis, Chavoy Nesh, Hakol Beset. Hanogas HaYichud, Hakol Bidei Shemayim. In the world of Yichud, Hanogas HaYichud, it's nothing to do with you, it's Hakol B'Shemayim. Luma Zoyis, Hanogas HaYichud, Ein Adavet Tolu B'Maseinu, it's nothing to do with your deeds. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mesavev Al Pi Hanogas Zu, it's Kol HaSibas, Shesof Sof Hakol Yachzor L'Toyim. Everything in the end comes back to good. Wherever it's got to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu manipulates, let's use that word, not in a negative way. Hashem's Mesavev. He manipulates, he drays, in order that at the end of the day, everything will come back to being good. Va'olam yovel tikkun, and the world will come to where it has to go at the end of the day. Ma shelo na'ase, but kama shelo nivgoyim v'nit kalkel chas v'chilila, muchrachu sheteitze b'sefer, Kol Sheldova Lepol Tachni Sabria. How did he translate that? What's going on outside? No matter how much we destroy, no matter how much we corrupt, this is where you become an apikoris, by the way. If you want to mark the place, then you come back to it. If you want to become an apikoris, this is the place to become an apikoris. If you misunderstand what he's saying, yeah, you're lost. If you think you've understood what's being said, yeah, you're in a lot of trouble. And I'll show you why. Watch carefully. Watch carefully the danger here. No matter how much we destroy and damage, at the end of the day, everything's got to come to where it's got to go. Everything's going to be okay. A cold talk. You see the problem? You don't see the problem?
It takes away our bechira.
It takes away your bechira, number one. It takes away any need to do tshuva. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what I do, because at the end of the day, Hashem's going to take care of everything. As Mach Patli. Huh? The other problem? That's how I've seen it brought down in some places. If not Mefurish, then certainly the inference is there. If everything, and it's a complete contradiction to Anogas HaMishpat, which is one of the 13 Ikara Imunah.
Hashem, we got a plan.
Just tell me what you're coming to do. You're coming to answer the stereo, or you're coming to...
That's how I said. I've got Bechiva. So if I decide to do something which disturbs Hashem's plan, he'll just change him to do something else.
So you really didn't do anything ultimately? Because at the end of the day, the world's going to where it's going no matter what you did. Because whatever you do, Hashem will arrange it so that I'll call top.
But I'll get my punishment.
Why? Why should you? You didn't do anything wrong.
I did.
Why? You did. What did you do wrong?
I did something wrong.
The plan had to change because.
So the chef did.
Hashem's going to give you a long bond no matter what. He said that. But he's going to meet you.
You're going to be
depending on your choices. You're different. Path.
Once again, if the world runs according to Hanogas HaYichud, then what I do makes no difference. If the world runs according to Hanogas HaMishpat, then Hashem can't interfere with my Bechira. When you put those two worlds together, one of them has to fall. No. You can't have both of them living together.
It makes no difference ultimately. You end up in the same place. How you get there.
That's what everybody says. That's the simple way of dealing with it.
I'm a simple guy.
No, I'm saying that's the simple, that's the classic one of it.
Why not? Because
then it means my Bechira really at the end of the day didn't do anything. I don't really have Bechira then.
Right.
Wrong. You have Bechira. You don't believe in Bechira, you're not Bechira. Then you're an Apikoyres. No, we're not saying how much Bechira. In the areas that I have bechira, do I have bechira or not? Yes. So then the Anoga Sayichud can't interfere. Because the minute the Anoga Sayichud is interfering with my bechira, I don't have bechira anymore. And then there's no Moschav Oynesh. But we'll see. We're all grappling with trying to put these two Anogas together is not so simple, as you'll see. We want to. Right now, I'm living with them as two separate Anogas. I'll give an example of how you would do this easily. Yeah, we have a problem. We know that Hashem runs the world with Din and Rachamim. Yeah, first he wanted to do it with Din, and then he changed his mind. He saw it couldn't work, so the Rachamim, whatever that means. And that doesn't mean what it means, because Hashem doesn't change his mind. Hashem understood before he did it. You know, he said, oh, he messed up, you know, back to the drawing board. No, whatever that means, okay? What it means is that the world is now conducting itself B'din V'Rachamim. You understand that's impossible? Din means you mess up, you get whacked on the spot. Rachamim means we give you time to do tshuva. Now, how do you work those two together? It's impossible. You light a cigarette on Shabbos, you get struck by lightning on the spot. Hashem says, no, I'll give you a chance to do tshuva. So that's rachamim. I hit you with lightning, even a little bolt, because I, you know, that's din. Rachamim and din cannot work together, yet Hashem says it does. How do you reconcile that contradiction? You don't. You don't. The same as you can't reconcile the contradiction between Hashem's idea and your bechira. Hashem knows what's going to happen, but you still have bechira. How can you have bechira if Hashem already knows what you're going to do? You couldn't do anything else because Hashem knows that you did that, not that. Let the Rishonim, I'm not into new sugyas here. Let the Rishonim deal with at length. The Rambam says you can't understand it. Now, after you've got to understand it, just go back to the Rambam. I always go back to the Rambam. No matter how much I learn that sugya, and I learn all the Rishonim and the Raiv, and everybody gives reasons to understand that. At the end of the day, Dr. Maimonides, he said, you can't understand it. You can't understand it. That's the bottom line. And he said that in a halacha sefer, not in a hashkafa sefer. So you understand as much as you can, but at the end of the day, you go back to not understanding the same year. However much we'll understand of this, and that's Hashem, we'll understand some of it. At the end of the day, you can't understand. Because Hashem's anaga sayichud. You're in the world of an infinite, we can't go there. We have no access to that world. But we'll come up, we have to come up with some kind of understanding of how we deal with it. But it's dangerous because getting it wrong, which means if you lean too much towards anoga sayichud, then you just dumped tzchav oynesh, which is one of the 13 principles of faith. And if you haven't got that clear, that's real, you're not the kairos. If you lean too much towards anoga samishpat, you're fine. If you didn't ever learn about anoga sayichud, you'd be fine. You wouldn't get into any trouble. The problem is when you start stepping out of anoga samishpat and thinking you're now shaykh anoga sayichud, then you get into a lot of trouble because you're leaving behind your real world. Your real world is anoga samishpat. That's where we earn olam haba, not in anoga sayichud. I don't think it's Hashem's world. You're trying to step into Hashem's world now. You have to be careful. If you want to ignore anoga sayichud and pretend you never heard about it and forget about it, that's also good. Go back to the yud gimel ikari mimuna and you're fine. You won't get into trouble. But you'll be missing something very important. That's why we're bothering to spend time doing this. You'll be missing something critically important in your way you deal with and understand Yisuri.
Which is what?
We're going to see. We're going to say for now. That's where we are. Really, yeah. This is just me giving you a strong warning, and it's not strong enough because I've seen what happens. Unfortunately, I've seen one or two horrific, horrific consequences coming from a misunderstanding of the Yisuri. Bahashkofa Rishoina, at first glance, not just a simple glance, even after a lot of thinking about it, they're mutually exclusive. They can't live together. Mitarachad, Hayudi Chayv Litiaches, the Kol Maisel, the Malur, Zimus. A person has to face his conduct with all seriousness. Trebekola Tnua, Kala, Gumachrias Oilen, the Kaf's Chut, Olehefachas for Khalila. A person has to think about what he does before he does it. Shulchan Aruch has to be consulted before I do anything. What bracha do you make? How do you make? What do you do? When you have a conflict between me? Shabbos, just getting through a Shabbos is an unbelievable ordeal in Angus Mishpat. That's an Angus Mishpat. Mitzat Sheni. So that's fine. That's easy. Anybody have a problem with that? No. Yeah, the problem is I'm a bit lazy. I don't take it so seriously. My Yerushalayim's on itself. Good. That's part of the avoider. But I understand that's the marechet that I'm functioning in. Hanoga sayichud mitzad sheni yuditzach ledat Shafilu mi chasve chelide michshel vidared ma'od. Even if he trips up and he's falling terribly. Kvavtiach haKodesh Baruch Hu kibal yidach mimeni yidach. No one's getting pushed away. No one's going to get lost. No one's getting abandoned. Vesof sof hu bno yechidoi shel haKodesh Baruch Hu ubishvil livroilom. No matter where you are, no matter where you are, sorry, your Moedic Avot in the Psukim from last week. No matter where you are, Bishvili Nivra Elam. You know, the Mishnah there in Sanhedrin that tells us this thing, Lefika Chayv Adam Loim Kol Yom Bishvili Nivra Elam. It's the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. So
what's the name?
How long have you been in this Vaad? This Vaad is based on one Sugya and one Sugya only. Bishvili Nivra HaOlam. For me, the world is created. To remind you. Now, I know you know, you just forgot there for a minute. Bishvili Nivra HaOlam. That's talking to a murderer, by the way. It's talking to Rotsach. Mishnah there that tells you, Chayv Adam Loim Kol Yom Bishvili Noi, it's talking to Rotsach. Not talking to the Tzadik Ador. Somebody's on his way to be dealt with. Very interesting. At the end of the Pasuk there, it says, at the end of the Pesukim there, it says, you must go after the goyim, you mustn't worship Avodah Zarah. V'chapshosai tishmorin, you must keep my Shabbosim. So Rashi really then says, well, what's going on here? But suddenly they're telling me I mustn't worship Avodah Zarah, I must keep Shabbos. Why are you telling me that time? Vayikra, that's old news. So Rashi says, who's it talking to? It's Sungtan Ibn-Ibri, who sold himself to a goy as a slave. This guy's hit rock hard. He's so low in life. He's so devastated in life that he sell himself to a goy as an eved. Yeah? And Hashem is telling him, don't go after the ways of the goyim, don't go after the Zora, keep my Shabbosim. What are you telling him? He's a yid. For sure he has to do that. You know what Hashem's telling him? Unbelievable. I heard from a friend of mine. Unbelievable. You know what Hashem's telling you? Even when you rock bottom, even when you've sold yourself as an evet to a goy, there's nothing that's as low as you can get. But don't think that you're not important to me anymore. I'm warning you, even there where you may get drawn off to the goy's ways, you may start thinking, oh, who am I? What I have to keep Shabbos for? I'm such a low life anyway. Loch pat lo Hashem, Hashem doesn't care about me. Hashem's not interested in me. Look where I am. I have to sell myself to a goy. Miserable, miserable. What happens? Hashem comes along and says, don't go after the ways of the goyim. Don't go after the Zorah. That Shabbos I tishmaru. I want you to keep Shabbos. You get there in the midst of all your deprivation, the lowest place in the world that you can get to. I'm still interested in your Shabbos. I want you to keep Shabbos. I still love you. Bishvili no'elam. Kol ha'olam mi Avraham Avinu v'ad Yehudia achron kulam nivru bishvil oisa Yehudi. The whole world for this yid. This yid. Who tachli sabriya? Not who, ani. Imu yavet lakodesh bocha resha koloi lam obed lo. If this year doesn't arrive home on time, the whole world's gone down the drain. Habriya lo tegele tachliso. Vazera vada lo yitoch, there can't be. Hashem didn't set out on this journey to create this world and to do everything he's done in order that then he'll go, missed that one. Yeah, we file for bankruptcy. Sorry. No, that can't happen. The biggest businessman in the world, with all his tochniot or whatever, can set out and do a business. At the end, he can have missed something and he can belly up. But Akash Bochu can't belly up. You understand that this is not Shaykh. I said, I'm not going to create a world and at the end of the day say, sorry, guys, you messed up. Back to Tolga Bo and we'll start all over again. Let's see if I can do it a better job next time. At the end of the day, everything's got to be fixed up, which is an obvious yichud, which in and of itself is fine. I have a problem with it. That was all I needed to know. I could live with that. Hashem created a world. Yeah. And no matter what you do, Hashem's business is going to be matzliach. You can be the work. Hashem puts you into a store, says, sell my stuff. You run the shop for me. You can be the biggest idiot. You can sell below cost. You can forget to lock the shop at night and the ganav or whatever. At the end of the day, they check the books and the shop made a profit. Hashem can do whatever he wants. It's, I'm not really running the show. It looks really kosher to me. Hashem wants his world to go where it's got to go. No matter what I do, it's going to go where it's got to go. I don't have a problem with that at all. The only problem is when you mashalev, when you throw into the picture hanogas hamishpat, because I have to take into account hamishpat, then this whole thing falls apart. These two things are mutually exclusive. You can't have me totally responsible for my life. You should know, and I'm responsible making sure the world goes to where it's got to go. And then the day you tell me, lo mashalev, whatever you do, it's going to where it's got to go. You call this guy and you tell him, listen, I'm giving you the store to run. You're in charge. You're fully responsible. If at the end of the month you don't make a profit, it comes out of your pocket. You're going to pay for this. You're going to pay. Yeah? At the end of the month, the guy was running the shop like an absolute idiot. And the shop was showing a terrible loss. And the boss comes in and says, it's okay. He takes from his pocket and he fills up the cash register. And he says, yo, you see, you made a profit. What are you talking about? The guy made every mistake in the book. He ruined the business. Yeah? The creditors are lining upside. They want to kill the guy. The boss comes in, he throws a few million dollars into the bank account. I call Beseder. But you're responsible. But it doesn't matter. Whatever I do, you're covering for me. So why should I take this seriously? Okay. Okay. Let's assume tomorrow we'll go a bit forward. Shnei, I just want to tell you one thing he says here, just before we go over anyway. Shnei hanogos elu emes hay. Both these hanogos are emes. Ulama mizug benayim. The joining together, the what's the word mizug, the diluting the one with another, the joining together, looking at them together, mevil hit laptot kasher beyoseh, brings to difficult sfeikas. Va'aleya niskoke kol ben aliyah b'avodoysoy. Anybody who wants to be oil and ruchnias, this is the fulcrum. Just in case you think it's not important. Each one on its own, I don't have any problem with. They're both true and they're both on stand on their own, very nicely. They both make perfect sense on their own. When you try and put the two together, you're in a real, real difficult place. And in that place, all your avoiders are shed lists. To be continued. Have a good day, Ellie.
Go ahead.